Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16 to 23. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 to 23. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools, so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or the present or the future, all are yours. And you are of Christ, and Christ is of God. My theme for reflection is a living temple with a firm foundation. A living temple with a firm foundation. A friend once told me, painting a house is easy. Preparing to paint a house is the real tribulation. He was right. By the time you have scraped, sanded, replaced rotten wood, and primed everything twice, you realize the job is not about color at all. It is about the foundation beneath the color. Paint without preparation simply won't last. Paul makes the same point with the Corinthians. Their spiritual house was cracking, not because they lacked gifted leaders, but because they were building on the wrong foundations. They were arguing about personalities. Paul, Apollos, Cephas, competing for honor and slipping into moral confusion. Their Christian life had color, but no preparation. So Paul reminds them, no one can lay any foundation other than that the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. The Corinthian problem feels uncannily modern. Today, truth is seen as optional. Foundations are restrictive, and self as the ultimate master builder. God still matters, but mainly as an accessory, someone to call when things fall apart, like an emergency electrician. Christ becomes a helpful consultant rather than the ground on which all of life stands. Yet for Paul, Jesus is not a consultant. He is the cornerstone. We do not fit him around our plans. He becomes the plan. Karl Rahner, one of the great theologians of the 20th century, wrote, "The Christian of the future will either be a mystic, one who has experienced something, or he will cease to be anything at all." In other words, unless Christ is the living center, faith becomes decoration, not foundation. Paul then offers a breathtaking shift in imagery. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? For Jewish listeners, this was staggering. The temple was the holiest place on earth, the dwelling of God's glory. Now Paul says that temple is you. Not just you personally, but you together, the messy, argumentative, and imperfect church. This is the miracle of grace. Corinth was not holy because it behaved holy. Corinth was holy because God had chosen to dwell in it. The church becomes God's new temple, not a ritual space, but a rational body, not defined by walls, but by the Spirit. The torn curtain at Christ's crucifixion did more than open access to God. It released holiness into the world. Wherever Christ is preached, wherever forgiveness is practiced, wherever a community tries again to love despite its faults, there is the temple. And this temple rests on a single foundation, Christ crucified and risen. Not charisma, not culture, not leaders, not trends. When we build on anything else, success, identity, nationalism, gifted personalities, the structure eventually cracks. But when Christ is the foundation, God turns fragile human communities into places where heaven touches earth. So what does this mean for us today and now? It means we must stop treating faith as decoration on the house of our self-made life. It means we stop fearing our fragility, because holiness is God's gift, not our achievement. It means we see each other across cultures, denominations, and temperaments, not as rivals, but as stones being shaped into a single temple. And it means we dare to believe that God dwells not somewhere out there, but here in the ordinary gathered church. The temple is not a distant location. It is wherever Christ builds people together on his foundation. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what foundations, achievement, identity, success, leaders, comfort threaten to replace Christ as the center of my life? Number two, how does seeing the church as God's living temple change the way I treat other believers? And now our practical exercise. Choose one relationship or church community where frustration or division exists. Pray intentionally for that person or group today, asking God to help you see them as part of his holy temple, and take one small action of reconciliation or encouragement. Lord Jesus Christ, our only foundation, rebuild in us what is broken, restore in us what has shifted, and make us your living temple. Let your Spirit dwell in us richly, and that our lives may reflect your holiness, and our communities reveal your glory. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.